Hello and welcome to the Mount Brook Baptist Project 119 Bible Reading Plan Podcast. I'm Mary, and it's my pleasure on this Friday, July 19th, to welcome a guest to the podcast. Today we have reading for us JoJo Milling. JoJo and her husband Kyle have a 19-month-old named Elle, and they've been members of Mount Brook Baptist since February. At the end of the podcast, I look forward to talking more with JoJo about her life and faith, but first she'll read God's word for us. Thank you, JoJo, for joining the podcast.
Thank you for having me. Our reading today is Acts 26, 1 through 11 in the NIV Bible. Then Agrippa said to Paul, "You have permission to speak for yourself." So Paul motioned with his hand and began his defense. "King Agrippa, I consider myself fortunate to stand before you today as I make my defense against all the accusations of the Jews, and especially so because you are well acquainted with all the Jewish customs and controversies. Therefore, I beg you to listen to me patiently. The Jewish people all know the way I have lived ever since I was a child, from the beginning of my life in my own country and also in Jerusalem. They have known me for a long time, and can testify, if they are willing, that I conform to the strictest sect of our religion, living as a Pharisee. And now it is because of my hope and what God has promised our ancestors that I am on trial today. This is the promise our 12 tribes are hoping to see fulfilled as they earnestly serve God day and night. King Agrippa, it is because of this hope that the Jews are accusing me. Why should any of you consider it incredible that God raises the dead? I too was convinced that I ought to do all that was possible to oppose the name of Jesus of Nazareth, and that is just what I did in Jerusalem. On the authority of the chief priests, I put many of the Lord's people in prison, and when they were put to death, I cast my vote against them. Many a time I went from one synagogue to another to have them punished, and I tried to force them to blasphemy. I was so obsessed with persecuting them that I even hunted them down in foreign cities."
Thank you, JoJo, for joining the podcast and for reading so beautifully for us. Where did you grow up and what brought you to Birmingham?
So I grew up in Macon, Georgia. And what brought me to Birmingham was after graduating high school, I attended Auburn University, and all my best girlfriends were from the Birmingham area. So that's where we would go and spend summer breaks and weekends. And through Auburn, I met my husband, Kyle, and we knew that we wanted to relocate and start our family in Birmingham.
So I want to hear a little bit more about Kyle and how you guys met.
We met through mutual friends freshman year of college. We met like the third day of freshman year, but it was just, hi, my name's Kyle, my name's JoJo, and that was it until we reconnected in the spring, and we've pretty much, we've been together ever since then.
And you have a little girl, not a baby anymore. She's 19 months.
She's a toddler.
I'd like to know more about her and her personality.
Oh, man. Elle is full of energy. She is go, go, go. If it was up to her, every meal would have strawberries and cheese and nothing else.
I love strawberries and cheese.
Yes, so do I. It's a constant in our fridge. She is an absolute joy, and she reminds me daily how blessed I am and just how much the Lord loves me, because it amazes me that I know that He loves her more than I do, because He's her father.
Tell me what you like to do for fun.
For fun, I love to cook. Love to go on walks with our dog Milo and Elle. You probably have seen her around town in her little pink car beeping her horn. That's one of my favorite activities, is to walk with them and listen to various podcasts of different interests of mine.
As far as cooking, I'm always interested in cooking. What are some of your staples?
Oh, staples? Okay, so we're a big crock pot family. Anything that I can put on in the morning and that'll be ready by dinner. I actually have a Pinterest board with some of my best girlfriends, and it's titled Tried and True. And you can only post on the Pinterest board if you have done a recipe and it was successful. So you only share what has worked, because we only want the tried and true ones.
Here's another question. Are you an enthusiast of anything that you could teach us about?
So I am. I am actually an enthusiast about English royal history, specifically the Tudor time period. I don't even know how what sparked my interest, but I knew that it intrigued me, and I just went down so many rabbit holes learning about these historical figures and how they shaped our world today.
Now, the Tudor period, I'm showing my ignorance here. Tell me what time period that was and how did you learn?
So the Tudor period, it starts with King Henry VII, who married Queen Elizabeth of York. And that started in the late 1400s. I'm sure many people have heard of King Henry VIII. He is very famous in English history. He had the six wives, and there's the rhyme, divorced, beheaded, died, divorced, beheaded, survived, and all those unique experiences that those women had. And what really got me interested was, though King Henry VIII may not have the best reputation in history, he was deeply religious, and that guided a lot of his decision-making at that time.
That is so interesting. So do you listen to podcasts or have you read books? How did you learn more about the subject?
So I've read several nonfiction books about King Henry VIII and the six women that he was married to. I am a part of several Patreon accounts that study him. I'm on a couple of message boards. So that it's kind of a geeky interest, but I just find it so fascinating to learn about people in history, and that even to this day, like, we can still relate to people back then. Like, yes, our day-to-day might look different, but just like people then, they wanted to be accepted. They wanted to find love. They wanted to have fun. They wanted to have experiences. All the same things that we desire today, people desired then. It just might have looked a little different.
We met the first time while serving at VBS last year, and then we were in Bible study together. So I have a couple of questions for you. How did you get connected with Mountain Brook Baptist and start serving immediately? And then a follow-up question would be about the Bible study.
So when my husband Kyle and I moved here from Texas and we bought a home, we sat down and we talked about how we wanted our family to progress. We had been married for a couple of years, and now we were about to welcome our baby girl. And we just had certain things in mind that we wanted for her. And one of those major things that Kyle and I connected on was we both had wonderful childhood memories in churches, different churches growing up. He was in Alabama, I was in Georgia. But we both had great memories of attending VBS and youth group and summer camp with the church and missions and going to big church until the children's director called you to the front. It just meant a lot for us to find a home that Elle could grow up in. And we wanted a church home for ourselves to grow as adults in our faith. But we just prayed so much about finding a place for Elle to grow up in and to see her surrounded by other parents that are trying the same for their child and a faculty that would love our daughter and help her grow in her faith. So all of that to say, while we were still pregnant, we started looking at a couple churches, came to Mountain Brook Baptist and filled out the visitor form and, you know, tore it off, put it in the plate. And sure enough, a few days later, I heard from Sharon and Amy and connected with Amy, got coffee, had lunch with Sharon. Fast forward two-ish months and our daughter was born, and Sharon and Amy came over and met her. And I took a Polaroid picture of them to put in Elle's baby scrapbook, and that just meant so much. We zoomed in for a while, and I love that our church offers that because we were just nervous first-time parents, and it was winter, and I just wasn't ready to leave her with anybody else yet. So we zoomed in for a while until spring, and then we started coming in, and Elle has just loved her Sunday school teachers, and they know her, and that just makes my heart feel so good. And through that, got involved with VBS, helped with kindergarten, which I love that age. They're sponges. They're so curious. Sometimes they ask really tough biblical questions that I don't have the answer to, and that's okay because they need to see adults not be totally sure, but to try to solve a question. With that, Mary, you had emailed us about women's Bible studies, and I was able to attend one here on Mondays at the church. If I'm being really honest, I walked in the first day and I was intimidated. I was surrounded by some very seasoned and knowledgeable Christian women. You know, some intrusive thoughts got me. I had moments of, I don't know the Bible well enough to be here. I'm not going to be able to keep up. You know, as humans, we have moments like that. And I knew in that time, I was like, that's not the Lord talking to me. I know that's not. I said, this is going to be a great to myself. I said, JoJo, this is going to be a great time to learn from some Christian women who are really knowledgeable about the Bible and to ask questions. And that's what I did. And I did learn a lot. And I did get to ask some questions and learn the Bible in a deeper way. I've said before, I feel like I know the Bible through children's stories, I'm very well versed in children's stories. But there were times where I would look at you or somebody else and I would say, well, tell me the grown up, what happened? But I learned a lot from those women and they made me feel very welcome. And that meant so much to me. At the end of those 10 weeks, I was really, really happy that I had attended.
Jen Wilkin in her Bible studies asks you to pinpoint characteristics of the Lord that stick out. Would you say that there's one that comes to mind for you?
Yes, the word comforter comes to mind. We've all experienced times in life where no matter what anybody says or does, they cannot provide the peace that the Lord can. And we just know that He is our ultimate comfort. We can't see as far as He can, but we can rest in the comfort that He has it figured out. It's kind of freeing to know that we don't have to figure it out, knowing that He has it all solved for us. And He can see so far ahead and we can't. The verse that comes to mind is Proverbs 3:5-6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart and lean not on your own understanding. In all your ways, submit to Him and He will make your path straight.
Has there been a season or a time in your life where the Lord felt palpably present?
I would say definitely during my pregnancy with my daughter. It's just amazing to know that all of that comes together in the Lord's timing and in the Lord's plan, and seeing an ultrasound. I mean, my husband and I, we both have tears in our eyes, and we just think like that's the Lord. I haven't even seen my child yet. And I already love her, but the Lord, He knows her face. He knows her name. He knows all the days of her life. Like that, I'm getting an ultrasound. I'm getting a glimpse into this major love in my life. And it is just mind-blowing and overwhelming to know that God loves her so, so much because I am His daughter, but my daughter is His daughter. And He knows her. He knows every hair on her head. That I'm at a loss for words at times when I think about His love for her.
As we end the podcast, I'd love to hear how you came to faith or your journey of faith with the Lord, and then how you connect with Him presently.
So I grew up in a Christian home, and I had my parents who encouraged church on Sunday and youth group. I had wonderful church leaders. My parents always encouraged me to find my passion in the church and find my gift in the church. And as a preteen and a teenager, like, well, I don't have a gift. I don't public speak. You know, when you're that young, you think, well, I'm not up in front of the church. I don't have enough life experience to give a sermon. You know, like, how am I supposed to serve? And I remember asking my mom, like, how do I serve the Lord? She's like, well, you serve the Lord in your day-to-day life. Like, you don't just do it at church. You do it at school. And I said, well, what do you think my gift is, Mom? Because your mother really knows you. And I said, I play soccer. I said, that's my thing. And she said, well, you can serve the Lord through soccer. And I was like, what? Like, that is not registered to me. She said, well, you can have good sportsmanship. You can be kind. You can play to His glory and not to your own. And that just really resonated with me because if I wasn't at school and I wasn't at church, I was on a soccer field. That was my world. So I grew up in the church and accepted the Lord into my heart. And in ninth grade, my church started a rock and roll service, like splattered paint on the background, guitar. I mean, it was rock and roll. And I wanted to go. I wanted to attend the service. My parents fully supported me in that. And it might have been a little bit outside of their comfort zone, but they were there. And I think that they were happy to see me on fire for the Lord. And you know what? It probably did start off with, this is some fun music. But that was okay because I was hearing the word and it was entering my heart. So what might have started off as, I mean, we got flashing lights in church on Sunday. This is awesome. Turned into really getting to know the Lord better and being exposed to the word and his plan. And I just, looking back on it now as a mother myself, just how awesome that was that my parents were like, okay, that's what you're interested in within the church. Well, we're going to support you in that and we're going to get you there. So I always appreciated that.
And then now in your adult life, what are some ways that you connect with the Lord?
Through the Bible study that I was involved in and VBS this past summer, seeing kids worship the Lord, that just, there's just something so special about that. Bible studies at home and in my prayer, in my prayer journey, I feel like sometimes I'm still learning how to best communicate with the Lord, but I know that he knows my innermost thoughts and he knows me better than anybody else. And I try to connect with the Lord throughout the day, in my car rides, the moments that I'm not playing the Wiggles, there's not a baby crying, when I can actually focus on the road, but also focus on my conversation with the Lord. I have learned, and I will continue to learn, that I can be in touch with the Lord, and I can worship the Lord, and I can have a conversation with him, regardless of where I am. It doesn't have to be formal. I don't have to use these big words. The Lord knows me. He knows my thoughts, and I just find a lot of comfort in that in my day-to-day.
Thank you so much, JoJo, for joining the podcast. I have really enjoyed getting to know a little bit more about you. Would you end our time together with prayer?
Dear Lord, thank you for this day and for this time together. Lord, I thank you for this podcast that can reach so many people's ears. God, I thank you for this special time together. I appreciate all that you have done here in this room and in this time. And Lord, I pray that you'll be with us the remainder of this week, God. Thank you so much. And we love you. In Christ's name, amen.